We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today for Bridge for Peace. And we're here live with you from India today. So we're out with the people, and you may hear some background noise, but hope that you'll just enjoy this recording because I am so excited to share with you Amul, who's here with me, who's got an amazing story. Welcome, Amul.
Thank you so much, Anindi, for inviting me for this beautiful session. I'm so blessed meeting you people, especially. You know, it's been just a blessing in our lives. Thank you so much.
Well, it's been a blessing to meet you and your husband, and we just see that kindred spirit. We see ourselves in you.
Amen.
30 years ago, 40 years ago. And we know that God has got an amazing future.
Amen. Amen.
And how you came to the place you're at today is such an amazing story of grace.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you would share with those that are listening today some of your beginnings.
Sure, definitely. As you said, it's been just a grace of God in our lives. And I came to know Christ when I was at age of 16. So it's been like 20 years now I known Christ. When I was 16, my background, I can just explain you like how in Israel, Jews are in India, a community is like that. It's a Brahmin community. So God called me from that community, from that Orthodox Brahmin community. When I was at the age of 16, you know, I was doing my 11th standard, and I am good at everything. You name it, like I'm a Bharatanatyam dancer, an athlete, and I'm good at my studies, doing everything good. Everything was good at my life. Even I have a good family, you know, everything. We are above in everything. And suddenly, and at the age of 16, I was, you know, and I'm a hardworking person. And at the 11th standard, my whole, you know, the school and everything, they were thinking I'll get a topper in state.
Top in the state.
Yeah.
Which is a very huge distinction.
Yeah.
At 16 years of age.
Yes, yes. And I do work hard for that, like 16 hours, 14 hours, 20 hours without any sleep. I used to, you know, just study the whole thing. And on the same day of my results, when results are coming out, you know, as we worship the idols, so there is a promise which just I missed. So what I thought, because I'm missing that promise to the idol, I may lose my, you know, the state thing, the topper thing.
So you made a promise to the idol.
Yes, yes.
In Hinduism.
Yes.
And thought, well, you need to fulfill that promise in order to do well on
yes.
the exam and
yes.
be the top in the state.
Yes.
At 16 years of age.
Yes. So that's how, like, it was like my promise was to the idol that I will wash the temple steps with my bare hands.
So what temple is this?
It's Venkateshwara, what we call here.
So how many steps are there?
It was like 350 or so. Yeah.
350
yeah,
steps?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So what I did was on the result day, on the same day, early in the morning, 3 o'clock, I went to the temple and I started, you know, just cleaning the steps with my bare hands.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 3 and 4 o'clock. So that before the temple gets open, I'll just wash it, everything. So, because at 5 o'clock, the temple gets open. So I did with my bare hands and I just went to home. and waiting for my results.
So with your bare hands and with water, you walked
them?
Yeah,
with water. Yeah.
So it must have been a lot of mud.
Yeah, what, everything will be clean.
It.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, with my bare hands. And
it was in order to fulfill your promise,
yes,
that you made so that your test results would be
good.
In the
score. So by evening, 5 or 6, I got my results. And the result is like I am expecting 95 above, and my result was 75%.
75.
That I know.
It was a big letdown.
Yeah, yeah. It was so discouraged, like, you know, so many thoughts in my mind was running out. What I need to do more to be successful in life. Mm. I did everything to get successful in life, and you know, that discouragement came into my heart, the suicidal thoughts,
yes.
Because this much, how, you know, I worked hard and to get successful in life,
yes.
How much I need to. And even I do so, I'm not successful.
Right, studying 16 hours a day.
14 hours a day. And that's why, you know, it was just going, that depression just attacked me so much. You know, it led to me a suicidal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you know, I was traveling to my caller, to my school at 12th standard. And in the traveling in the bus beside me, my senior, she's a Christian, she sat and Holy Spirit was telling her to tell me and invite me to that prayer group.
Oh.
It was prompting her so much. While I was getting down, she just told me, I want to invite you. She did not tell me that it's a prayer meeting. If she could have told me, I would not maybe. You
so
know,
the
because,
Holy Spirit
yeah,
gave her
yeah,
the right words to
right
invite
words
you.
To invite
even though
me.
I know you told me that she was being urged to do it.
Yeah, yes.
And she kind of held back
yes,
herself.
Yes,
but
yes.
Then finally,
yeah, I was, you know, I was just getting down the bus and she told me, I want to invite you. As young people, we gather. So I told her, sure, I'll come. So, you know, after that, Holy Spirit started, you know, pricking
yes.
me that I should go there and yep. sit in that meeting. And I did not tell at my home that I'm going for this. So I just went and sat down and the worship just started.
Mm.
Worship just started. And I just, they told me to close the eyes.
And so, this was in someone's home?
Yes, it's a cell group.
A cell group
yeah.
in someone's
and
home.
And after that, you know, I just closed my eyes and I can see my spirit was taken to the middle of the heaven,
wow.
into the clouds.
Mm.
And I remember it was 8 o'clock in the night, 7:30 to 8 o'clock in the night. And for me, the sky is blue as the morning.
Oh, beautiful. That's the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, I was thinking, you know, we have a logical mind which says, no, it's night. It's night. How can you see in morning?
Yes.
You know? And I felt in my spirit something is going on. And suddenly a voice came from heaven calling out my name.
Mm.
You know, Amulya. And the word came like, you are not a tail but a head.
Wow.
And the same time, the voice, I can describe it. I just heard it so clear in Revelation as it says, you know, his voice is like many waters.
Yes.
The same voice, I just heard it.
Wow.
And calling out my name.
Calling your name and with a scripture.
Yes.
And you were not familiar.
Yeah,
you didn't know
I even
it was a
don't
scripture.
Know. It's a word from Bible.
Right. Right.
I just, you know, remember the word Amulya, you are not a tail but a head.
Beautiful.
I just remember that. And, you know, in that same realm when I was there, the joy of the Lord filled my heart.
Mm, right in the midst of the depression,
suicidal thoughts, everything
and thinking,
has
how
gone
am I going to survive
yes.
if I can't do well here, how will I do well in
yes.
life? And then the Lord telling you, you're
yes.
not the tail, which
yes.
is what you were thinking,
yes.
but you're the head. How beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
A voice like many waters.
Yes.
We all want to hear that voice.
Yes. And after that, the joy just filled my heart, my depression, my suicidal thoughts, every doubt, every confusion, every fear has just gone away. And the peace of God just entered into my heart.
Miracle.
And from next, I did not tell to that worship leader what happened, what I encountered, because I don't know.
You don't know what happened?
Yeah. I even don't know it's God who spoke to us.
Yeah.
So after that, you know, the next day morning, I just, you know, went to the sleep with peace. With peace, I went to the sleep. Like a small baby, I slept that night. The person
after
who...
After every night going through torture.
Yes, torture. Yeah, yeah. Crying. You know, as the David says, my pillow got wet through my cry.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, after that, the morning when I opened my eyes, for my eyes, everything is beautiful.
Everything is real.
I felt like it was created for me.
Which it was.
Yeah. And I, to my surprise, I never thought this nature, you know, we just go on with life. But yes, that day, that morning, that first day morning, it was like beautiful. Everything for my eyes, it was looking beautiful. And, you know, the God's nature is looking, it was just created
everything
for me. Yeah.
Brand new. Exactly.
Yeah, brand new.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. From the depths to the heights.
Yes.
Wow.
I just felt that.
Yes, surely.
Yes.
Becoming, you know, I'm thinking for our listeners, you know, coming from a Hindu background, or people think, how can I reach out to someone and tell them about Christ? And really,
yes,
it was a simple invitation.
Yes.
Wasn't even saying a prayer meeting, wasn't saying, you know, she just said, why don't you come and join us at our home?
Yes.
You know, at the friend's home.
Yes.
And God takes over.
Yes. Yes. So true.
Yeah. Right. So then, well, we only have a couple of minutes here, so I think we'll share some more of your story in another recording, but I'm just thinking about people who are listening today who maybe are suffering, even though they're Christians.
Yes.
They might be suffering and tormented by suicidal suggestions.
Yes.
From the enemy.
Yes.
Would you pray? Would you pray, Emil, for people that are listening today? Would you pray for them?
Surely.
Thank you. We just have a couple minutes there.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time, Lord. Lord, we are coming into an agreement, Lord. And your word says, whatever we lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Lord, I come before your throne of grace with boldness, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord God. And I bind every spirit of suicidal, every spirit of fear, every spirit of confusion in the lives of people, Father, Lord God. As your word says, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a love and sound mind, Lord. And I release that upon the people, Father, Lord God. And I bind every darkness and the thoughts of the enemy in the lives of people, Father, Lord God, that they should hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, not the voice of the enemy, Father, Lord God, because the enemy voice will kill us, destroy us, and steal our lives and the destiny, Father, Lord God. I pray and I release the peace of God, the peace of understanding in the lives of people, Father, Lord God. Holy Spirit, God, you do your work. We give you all the authority, Father, Lord God. We invite you in their lives, Father, Lord God, and working in the lives of people. From this day, they'll never be the same again. And they will have and they will be a new creation in Christ, Father, Lord God. We release that anointing right now, Father, Lord God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. I'm Annette Eckhart with Emul today in India, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing, and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.